Morning, Brandon.
Morning.
Describe what it's like to have Andre back in the reception that he got with you guys.
He got a standing ovation from us. We're all very excited to have him back. He's a huge part of our team. He's been my teammate my whole time here, and a guy that I really look up to as a professional. And you know, it's good to have him in the building.
How often do you guys get a standing ovation to start training?
It's the first time I've ever seen it. But I think that's just a testament to how much we respect him. And so he's ready to go to work, and we're ready to work with him.
What should the expectation of this team be this year? Can this be a playoff team, or what do you think the realistic expectation should be?
I think realistically we can do whatever we set our minds to accomplish. Right now, we just have the mindset of training camp, having as productive a training camp as possible. And I think everything else will fall into place. We all believe in everything Coach O'Brien is telling us. And we're just going out there and working right now. We're not looking at playoffs. We're looking at training camp and trying to get better every day and being the best team possible and every man doing their job and being accountable.
Was this standing ovation in like a meeting, or was it like in the locker room?
It was before the meeting started. So I don't want to say he interrupted the meeting, but it was before the meeting started. Yeah, just kind of a slow clap.
Than it has been in the past. Can you talk about just the feeling of this new regime and as you guys approach the new season?
It's just a sense of urgency here. We want to win, and that's just what everything we do is pointing towards winning. And we're all doing our jobs, and just we're all excited. You know, everyone's excited. We're not forgetting the past, but we're learning from it, and we know what it feels like, and we don't want that feeling ever again. So we're all excited about this season and the possibilities.
And I'm assuming a lot of that comes from the staff. How did they get you guys to have that feeling? How do they improve that team throughout the organization? It does have more of a sense of urgency. How do they get you guys to do
it? Well, I think, first and foremost, us as players, as professionals, we're all competitors. And so I think all of that lives within us naturally. But they've all been around, you know, they've all been around winners. You know, they've all been winning during their careers, and they know what it feels like, and they know what it takes to get there. So we all believe in that. We all believe in what they're telling us and believe that it'll work. So we're buying in, and this is where it starts.
Wayne, could you talk about Paul Dunn? And you played for different high coaches, even though Penny was here the whole time. How does Paul differ?
I mean, he, you know, all O-line coaches have pretty much the same philosophy and what they try to get accomplished. One thing I'll say about Coach Dunn that he's really helped me out on, as well as I think a lot of the younger guys, is just technique. He's very huge on technique. And for an O-lineman, specifically a tackle, technique is everything. You know, you can be the best athlete in the world, but technique is what's going to make you successful. And he really harps on it, and he preaches it daily, and never to lose your fundamentals. And that's something I think that will help me out a lot, as well as the other guys.
Did any of the offense do anything to kind of get together before camp began? I know this month was really important for you guys in terms of staying on track and not losing anything.
We all kept in touch for the most part, mainly just making sure we're tuned in to what was going on and locked in, and not having it be everybody coming in and having to start over, just kind of keeping everything fresh in our minds. But for the most part, everyone was trying to enjoy their time away. But we all stayed in touch to make sure we were still, you know, going over the playbook, things like that on our own.
What ways do you think this team is better?
We'll have to see. I mean, we haven't done anything yet. You know, right now we're all committed to being the best players we can be individually and as a collective unit. But, you know, we still have to go through the grind of training camp, and we still have to go out there and do it for four quarters, for 16 weeks. So, you know, it's right now I think we have a load of talent. We have a great system and great scheme in place, but we still have to go through and do the work.
I remember last year you guys were a little bit lighter in the weight area.
Yeah.
What are you at now?
I'm about 322 right now.
Do you feel more comfortable?
felt.
Coming in this season with the added weight as opposed to last year?
No, I feel great right now. Last year I was about 20 pounds lighter, and I like the way I looked. It wasn't as effective as I think it could have been. So I feel a lot more effective. I feel stronger, but I haven't sacrificed my athleticism at all. So looking forward to it. Thank you, guys.